Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Woo!
Hey!
Yeah, Sherry is back, and we got a whole lot to dish.
Ooh, Brad, it feels so good to be back. Tori Hart says she is keeping something her famous ex, Kevin Hart, gave her. And we have a hootin' and hollering dish debate. We'll explain.
Plus, I'm dishing with the cupcake, honey. The lovely Root Pointer, honey, is telling us all about her time on The Masked Singer.
Now, the homie Chewy is out today, but we have entertainment journalist, TV host, and film producer, Tanner Thomason, in the building. What up, yo?
What's up, guys? Hey. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. You're going to miss you, Chewy. I'm happy to be here. Sherry, can you kick it off for us?
Well, Tanner, it looks like the most talked about couple of 2021, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, made it official, y'all. They are engaged!
Yeah!
Good for them.
Oh my God. This is so exciting. We've been waiting on this because Travis got on bended knee over the weekend at a beachside hotel in Montecito and asked his lady love to marry him with an elaborate display of red roses and white candles. And of course, Kourtney said yes because Kourtney posted photos of the proposal on IG with the caption, "Forever." Now this would be Kourtney's first marriage and Travis's third. What do y'all think?
I love them together. I think that he's the missing piece to her puzzle because she went through all that stuff with Lord Disick.
Yes.
And now she finally found somebody who kind of has that goth thing like her. Like, it's dope. I love them together. They seem so happy.
Yeah, I haven't seen Kourtney Kardashian this happy in a long time. And I just know somewhere in the world, Scott Disick is doing crunches with the number 18 in front of him.
The moment I saw the way they exchanged tongues, I was like, yeah, they in it. When they was doing the vampire thing, when it was going out with goth, he ain't got no more room to tattoo nothing else on his body. So it's the next thing they got to do is get married.
Listen, Travis Barker knows about commitment for sure.
Now, the pair has only been dating for 8 months and were close friends for years before this. I mean, do you guys think that it might be a little bit too soon for them to be engaged?
No.
I think sometimes when you've been around people, you kind of know that energy. So they've kind of had time invested already.
Yes.
Only thing they really needed to do just to hook up and see if the sex worked. And apparently it does. Well, all right, y'all. It is time for a dish debate.
Dish debate.
Let's go.
Now, let's take it to these hootie streets. Now, Hooters heard the hooting and hollering from their female servers and is now backtracking from the uniform mandate that waitresses trade in their already short shorts for the new thong style of shorts that they were looking at. Now, company rep shared that they are now giving them the option to choose from the traditional uniforms or the new ones, which I think is kind of cool because not everybody has the butt for that. Now, Tanner, how do you think Hooters should have handled it, homie? Should they have backtracked or just stick to their rules?
Man, let me tell you guys something. If you guys handed me a pair of shorts like that to wear this morning, you'd be seeing Dish new booty. Like, I would commit fully to this.
You know, the thing about, like Hooters is you could bring your family to Hooters because they wore the shorts and you could watch the football game. It wasn't about their Hooters, their booties. But with these things, it's like now if I take Jeffrey, it's going to be happy ending and chicken wings.
Yeah, the Hooters girls are known for having big boobs and buns. I mean, even if it's no
but
buns,
Brad,
they're known for showing it. And what?
Have you been in a Hooters lately, Brad? They wear their shorts look like Richard Simmons shorts when he was exercising. And I'm going to tell you, it's a man.
As it
it's
should
a man
be.
That came up with these thongs because those things are really uncomfortable.
Thongs are not uncomfortable, Sherry. I wear thongs all the time, so they're not uncomfortable. They are very comfortable, and they give you space and air to breathe, so they're very comfortable.
But if you think about, like, how Hooters started, Hooters was, like, pre-strip club back in the day. Like, you know, there was levels to this. You go to certain restaurants, then there's Hooters, then there's the strip club. We have gotten so soft as a society, it even got to a point to where you didn't have to necessarily be attractive to work at Hooters.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Hooters used to be a place that you would go to see some hot chicks and get some breasts. Not from the chicks, but from the chicken.
Well, y'all, Tori Hart may no longer have her ex-husband's heart, but she's keeping that last name. That's right. During a recent interview, Tori explained why she decided to hold on to Kevin's famous surname. She said, because it's mine, first of all. Second of all, because Kevin never asked for it back. He don't want me to give it back. He ain't tripping. And third of all, my kids don't want me to change my name. She continued, that's something that people always ask me. And I'm like, that's my name. Get over it. I'm going to be a Hart until I decide not to be. And that's just what it is.
Oh, take it to the hole, Tori. Mm-hmm. Take it there.
I get it.
And you did it just like Tori Hart, Brad. She should not change her name. They were married 7 years. She got the same name as her kids. It's hard when you have a different net last name than your kids.
And then when you put so much professional energy into that new name, like, you know, people are used to Tori Hart. Like, if you change your name, then you got to change your name on a bunch of things. It's just like, if it ain't broke,
it's
don't
like
fix it.
It's like that meme, and Aniko's like, I live in the house. You just have his last name. We're not the same, you know?
Remember when Tina Turner went to the judge? She was like, I don't care what I take, just I want to keep my name. And her name was Turner. The same as that means a lot. Tori Hart is a comedian, and she is making her brand as Tori Hart. So don't go changing your name, girl.
Well, it looks like the third time wasn't a charm, honey, for Sean Penn. Now, Sean and his third wife, actress Layla George, honey, have filed for divorce after only 1 year of marriage.
Yeah.
Oh,
sad.
Oh,
it's
my
bad.
God.
It's sad.
Now, Sean is 61, and Layla is 29. They dated since 2016,
damn.
But only tied the knot in 2020. And of course, Sean was married to Madonna back in the 80s and then to Robin Wright.
Now, Sherry, darling, does this ruin your hopes, honey, about third marriages?
Absolutely freaking not. I am a believer in marriages. You just got to make sure the cards line up and you're with the right person.
Right.
I don't know if 61 and 29 was good for them. I don't, you know, and maybe she wanted to get out a lot. When you're 61, you kind of just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix.
Look, I'm in my late 30s. I just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix. We're talking about somebody
Thank
born in
you,
the
Tanner.
90s plus somebody born in the 60s. Come on now, that's not a match.
Yeah, but 61 does go into 29, Tanner. 61 goes into 29, so I think it's great.
The combined age of 90.
If I'm with somebody that doggone young, if I say Frankie Beverly, I don't want him going, what? Is that a street?
Who?
I need him to know what I'm talking about.
All right, I would imagine having kids is especially tough when those kids start dating. Well, Jamie Foxx just went on The Tonight Show and shared his secret weapon for dealing with his daughter's boyfriend. And you want to know what it was? SNOOPDOGG. Take a look.
He comes to the crib and Snoop happens to be there. And I said, Snoop, there he is right there. Shake him up. And you know, Snoop walked over to my daughter's boyfriend and just said, hey, what's up? What's up, cuz? You know? Hey, look here, you know, we her uncles, you know what I'm saying? So act accordingly, homie.
Would you be intimidated by that voice?
Whoa, I can't believe Jamie Foxx released the hound of Snoop Dogg on him. Here's the thing. People who talk in a calm voice, those are the ones who really mean what they say.
True story.
So, yeah, I would be intimidated if Snoop Dogg said something like that calmly to me. Because, like, yeah, you know he really mean it.
Plus, Snoop Dogg was high anyway.
If you were the boyfriend, though, like, do you think Snoop Dogg is that ultimate weed hookup?
Nah. It would be trumped by the fact that murder was the case that they gave him at one point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would still stick in the back of my mind.
It'd just be intimidating dating somebody's daughter who's a celebrity, and you can't get away with nothing. That's the only problem. No. Now you got Snoop, you got Jamie. It's just so much pressure. Let it go. Go date somebody to work at Bank of America. It'd be so much easier for you. All right, everybody, switching gears. We have some very sad news. Colin Powell has died at the age of 84. General Powell was a trailblazer as the first Black U.S. Secretary of State, serving during the George W. Bush administration. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends. May he rest in peace.
Dish Nation. Hey, well, y'all, we are back, and it looks like Chucky wants to be Adele's friend to the end. So the famous horror movie doll hopped on Twitter and posted a picture of himself serving a side profile as an ode to Adele's new album cover with a little competitive shade in the caption that read, 2-October-19 at Adele, basically copying Adele's social media caption for when she released her cover art 30-November-19. Well, Adele saw Chucky's post and commented, "You wanna play?" And Chucky responded, "Let's set fire to everything." Now, Tanner, can you see an Adele and Chucky collaboration in the future?
Well, first off, I just feel like, Brad, I feel like you should be the voice of Chucky because that impersonation was spot on. But I love Let's Fire to Everything, sending all my stabs to your new lover. Like, Adele's got a lot of these revenge songs, so I see it.
She does.
Especially when you look at the fact that Chucky's the reason that so many people have to say hello from the other side. Like, a collab could be in a full effect,
that would
you know
be
what I mean?
Like, yeah. She could be the bride of Chucky.
Like, if Chucky and Annabelle got together, but it's instead of Annabelle, it's Annadelle or something like that, it would just kind of just make it work.
Yes!
Well, y'all, speaking of promo and promotion, tonight on ABC, the first ever documentary, Queens of Hip Hop, Anything Female Rapper. It is amazing, and I'm happy to be a part of it. It's going to tell you all the beautiful things about the female rapper and how we make the game complete. Don't forget to watch it on ABC.
Oh, very cool.
All right, moving on. Drake almost kept it pushing when it came to him being on the team drama Degrassi back in the day. So according to one of the show's writers, Drake was not really feeling the storyline of his character, Jimmy Brooks, being wheelchair bound due to a school shooting because he thought it made him look soft in front of his rapper crew. So Drake was so upset about his character being in a wheelchair, he had his attorney send a letter to the higher ups that said, Aubrey Graham will not return to Degrassi Season 6 is Jimmy Brooks, unless his injury is healed and he's out of the wheelchair. Really, Drake? So it seems like Drake piped down and he kept it rolling with Degrassi until the following season. Okay, Brad, now tell me something, Brad and HK. If you were getting a big fat check for playing a character in a wheelchair, would you care how your rapper friends looked at you? Tell me the truth.
No. Be grateful that you can walk for real and go get that check and roll your ass on in there and get the job done.
You know, because, like, just imagine if they took him off the show because he made that request.
Right.
Wheelchair Jimmy got hit by a car in his wheelchair.
And see you later, Aubrey.
Rolled off a bridge.
Well, Gary, it's holiday season, and according to Forbes, gyms, nail salons, hotels, mom and pop stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spree in the coming months to meet the pent-up demand for all these services.
Yeah, Headcrack, the malls are back open, and honey, you know I love to shop.
And we know you like to stay fly, Gary, and I personally love the music and can't wait till we can all get back. And all these businesses reopening means that millions of jobs will need to be filled. So where do these businesses turn to fill these roles fast? ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
And when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send your job hunter to over 100 top job sites, giving you access to their network of millions of job seekers.
ZipRecruiter's matching technology scans resumes to find qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you. You can easily recommend candidates and invite your top choices to apply for your job, which encourages them to, apply even faster.
Now, ZipRecruiter's technology is so effective, honey, that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. It's ZipRecruiter.com ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Up next, I'm so excited because I got to chat, honey, with the legendary Ruth Porter of the Pointer Sisters, honey, about her time on The Masked Singer. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, honey. I want to welcome y'all back to Dish Nation, honey. Now, I get to chat y'all with one of the music icons whose time, y'all, was short-lived on that Nasty, baby. They was dirty and low down and up. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning singer, the artist formerly known as Cupcake, honey.
Cupcake!
Miss
y'all.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great.
First of all, honey, I would have never guessed that was you.
Really?
Never in a million years. Good. First of all, I thought it was Tina Knowles, child. So, honey, how was the experience, honey? Was you nervous?
A little bit, but, you know, it's like just playing dress up, you know, like Halloween on steroids, you know?
Okay.
So and what you can imagine singing with a wardrobe box on your head, then that's what it's like. It's hollow inside, you know, and it's not heavy. So it's just kind of combustive, and you got to watch not to tilt back too far, tilt too much forward, because I can just imagine myself rolling around that stage like Humpty Dumpty.
Baby, like the last cupcake baby that was running away, honey. So what inspired you to do that? I mean,
I had been chasing the show myself.
Really?
When I saw the first season, I thought, oh, this is so much fun. And, you know, we've been in lockdown 19 months, yeah. So I was looking for something fun to do other than sitting in my bedroom watching Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah. So tell me, so how did your family react when they found out that you was going to do this show?
Well, they didn't know I was going to do the show, but now, I'm even up to this morning, I'm getting texts from cousins and family members.
So tell us about your costume, honey. So why did you choose the cupcake, honey? I mean,
well, me and my sister, they give you a choice, you know, and we came up with some trees or something like that. We wanted to be some palm trees or something. And they were like, well, how about cupcake? Because, you know, it's sweet and it's cute. And so we liked their suggestion better than ours.
Yeah, and I liked the little cupcake. Well, that's cute though, honey. I was like, all right, baby. So, I mean, how did it feel being back on stage performing again?
It felt really good, you know, and I was glad that it was minimal and not like a whole long show. You know, I only had to do a couple of songs.
Yeah, now we have this lovely question. They said, Khalid said, honey, her milkshake bring the boys to the yard, honey. But clearly, it's the cupcake. So they said, can you give the ladies two good tips on getting a husband, honey?
Oh, my God. Take it slow. Okay. That's the first one. Just take it slow.
And what about they need a man with a slow hand?
That's what you need. Don't be in no hurry to do nothing.
Yes, Lord. So what was some of the funny moments that happened backstage that you could share with us?
The stage is big and dark, and I remember at one point Nick had to grab me because I was headed the wrong way because it's hard to see. My eyes were up like in the icing of the costume, you know.
Yeah. So I'm glad, honey, when Nick grabbed you, honey, you didn't get pregnant. But, you know, that's another story, child.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for What the
Fashion.
Yes, honey. And today, honey, we've got my cousin-in-law, Prince William. Now, at the Earthshot Prize ceremony, William was serving, baby, quite a look. Instead of a plain old suit, baby, he was mixing it up with a beautiful green velvet blazer and a beautiful black turtleneck. Now, Tanner, what do you think of this beautiful look, honey? Would you wear it?
I'm not mad about it. I think sometimes it's hard to take a risk. This is Prince William stunting hard because normally he's just like Mr. Button-up blue shirt. So I like it.
I want Prince William to get a man weave. I like bald heads, but I'm just...
Why?
Because it would go with this suit better. The bald head don't match the green velvet and the black turtleneck.
He looks like the guy hanging out in the library in the board game Clue.
He probably trying to hold on to his hair as long as he can, his real hair, before he has to go get a Donald Trump
comb over.
I bet she wears a wave cap at home just to try to make the sides lay down.
Come on now.
Not a wig. Look, Tanner, you didn't see these man weaves. They look very real. He's starting to look like the white George Jefferson. I cannot take it. Oh, you gotta, I just want.
He's not moving on up.
Yeah, I remember Homie the Clown. Come on now, stop. Just yeah. Please don't do that.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.